My journal. Today is the last day of 2022. New Year's Eve, December 31st. I thought that I would stop by and say goodbye to it with you. Last year, for my send-off, I did a sort of self-indulgent reflection of my time with you. A lot happened this year too, but, and this is my bad, I haven't been there with you when all of it happened. I mean, even just for a really quick recap, there were a lot of ups and downs, which made it difficult to keep up with the entries. But a lot of it was good. I went on a cross-country road trip with my friend as I helped her move from SoCal to New England. There was a supplementary trip in New England with our friend, the third roommate from college, later on in the year as well. And that one was all for fun. There was no moving. And I got a new job. And the thing that I'm most proud of is that my long-standing friendships have deepened. We've all grown as people this year. And even if you don't think you have, rest assured, even a little improvement is still improvement. Even if you don't see it, it's there. And honestly, I believe in you. I probably won't end up doing any recap episodes or entries since I want to be looking forward and, you know, stay true to the theme, just one good thing a day. But, you know, that's something that I can hope for everyone to keep. You know, like, just keep the good memories, internalize the lessons learned, and take that with us. Keep it with ourselves to, you know, help us improve and move forward into the future. I'm not gonna say won't, but anyway, thank you for being here for me and with me, and I hope to grow along with everyone in 2023. Happy New Year.